You're listening to the Cougar Preview Show with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. We're going to hear from Will Snowden coming up here in just a moment. Always good to catch up with Will.
Yeah, excited to talk to him. I know Will is the great diagnoser of talent. He understands the star system. And I'm excited to talk to him about recruiting to USC and how the hell USC fails the way they recruit. How do you fail?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, we just had Scott Wolf on, who has been an insider for USC for years. And he was just talking to Scott and I and casually mentioning, oh, yeah, their five-star defensive end, they ended up benching him. Their five-star safety, he's had a pretty mediocre year. Oh, their five-star this and this. And it's like, they got stars all over the field.
Yeah.
And they can't organize them. They can't develop them. They can't. It makes me wonder if there's just too much entitlement. Have they been purging a lot into the portal? Are you seeing a lot of guys?
I don't keep track of that stuff the way that I should. If it doesn't involve, you know, one of our local schools, I don't really pay attention to it that much. So I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Yeah.
All right, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as BYU goes up against mighty USC in the Coliseum as the Cougars look for their 10th win of the season. Will Snowden, one of my favorite people, good human being, good husband, good father, tremendous overall person, kind enough to join us. Will, how are you?
Hey, Will.
Hey, guys, how are you? Scotty, man, I'm just so happy to hear your voice again live, actually just speaking directly to me. It's been a long time, man.
I know.
Been really busy, and you've been doing a great job, and can't say enough about how proud I am of you and how you're handling all the stuff with Utah State and keeping us all up to date. So it's great to have you back. But
well, you know, when I leave and I hear that you're on the air, it breaks my heart a little bit because I like spending time with you. So I'm glad that we were able to get you scheduled on again because I needed a little Will time for sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate that because last time they didn't tell me what was going on. They just asked me and I figured that you would be there, and then it was kind of an ambush when I got on and realized you weren't there. I thought we had a good conversation.
Is that true?
No. Well, what, the ambush? Maybe. But I thought we had a good time. Hey, Will, I was just saying this to Scotty. I wanted to throw this at you. How does a program like USC recruit every star in the country, you know, four or five-star guys? We just had a beat writer on that was talking about how their five-star defensive end just got benched and their five-star safety is not having a good season. How do you fail with the amount of stars they're able to recruit?
Well, you know, everything comes down to the culture you create is what I think. You know, I have a lot of respect for SC and obviously the history of USC football, and I get a chance to talk to all of the coaches over there, and I think that what happens is you just don't set the necessary culture, because once you get to college, no one cares about how many stars you have. I mean, you're playing against the best guys in the country from all different states, and no one cares that you were ranked a five-star. You know, we have a lot of ranked kids in the state of Utah right now and that I spend a lot of time with, and I let them know the stars mean nothing. That's just a, you know, what 247 thinks you can be. And, at the end of the day, you still got to get to college and prove yourself all over again. No one cares what you did in high school. And I think sometimes these guys get outworked, because, you know, they've been the at the top, and then you get to a program and realize how hard you have to work to stay at the top or to move ahead of the guy who's been in the program for 2-3 years. So I think that there's a lot to it, but you know, ranking these kids in high school sometimes can cause a little bit of confusion for really not being prepared for what the college game is going to bring.
Will Snowden joining us right here on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Does the USC logo still matter to recruits right now after this 10 year of being down?
I think it does. I mean, they've still been able to get really good recruits. I mean, USC has a lot to offer besides just the football program. As far as academics, it's a great academic school, but it still does carry some weight. But it's quickly going down. This hire that they bring in is going to be crucial for USC to get back to really being a respected program. Obviously, I'm a little nervous with Brigham Young going down to play them this week, because obviously you guys know how much talent they do have. There is talented players all across that program and on that team that BYU will face Saturday. But I do expect BYU just to be all too much for them, because I feel like the program is ran differently. The discipline is there right now. The belief is there right now at BYU. And at USC, there just isn't a ton of belief right now that they can go out and win a big game.
For those of you that don't know, Will Snowden, former BYU running back, he also runs Alpha Recruits, does a great job with recruits here in the state, and helps young football players kind of grow into themselves and find the scholarships at all levels, D3s, D2s, JUCOs, and find the money, and he does a great job with it. And Will, I know that one of those things that you do and work with these kids is with that star system.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, I'm not a big fan of it. I try not to care about it, but in this world, it does mean something. It has relevance. So when does a kid get assigned a star set? And what is that initial set based off of? And how much can that change in a kid's time?
Well, it does change a lot, and there's different times that people get it. I mean, if you're a big-time kid, you can be rated as a ninth grader, as a sophomore. But a lot of our rankings drop the junior year after we have some varsity film. But 247 does travel the country and go to different camps and, things where they can actually get a chance to evaluate kids, and that will give them a star ranking and kind of rank them nationally, and then more importantly rank them how they measure up in their state. So usually, I mean, it starts as early as the ninth grade hands, but most guys are getting their star rating after a year, a solid year of varsity football.
So your evaluation of BYU and what they've been able to build there, and the fact that they top off last season, which was a phenomenal year, but everybody could go into level of competition, and to do what they've done this season against this level of competition, just how impressed have you been with what Kalani Sitake and Aaron Roderick and everybody else there have built this season?
It's been crazy. I mean, obviously, I always tell people one of the biggest things that creates momentum is winning, and one of the biggest things that creates momentum is losing, right?
Yeah.
When you're losing, that momentum gets rolling, and sometimes it's very hard to win, and when you're winning, it's very addictive, and that momentum, it changes your expectations. And when you expect to win, I think that one of the greatest things that happened to BYU was having that season that they had last year that built confidence that they can go out there and win the biggest games and just be at the top. And that's why I think they're still riding really high. Kalani and the whole staff have done an unbelievable job, but it comes down to winning. When you're losing in life, it's sometimes hard to actually see the bright side. And when you're winning, everything looks bright, and that's your expectation. Your belief is there. And I think BYU is going to win a lot of games for a long time. And I feel like that with a lot of the programs in the state right now. Winning is necessary to continue to win.
How in demand do you think Kalani Sitake is going to be in the offseason?
Well, I can tell you for a fact that he's highly in demand right now. So he's very, very high in demand. I know people don't want to hear that, but there's not a hotter name really on the West Coast than Kalani Sitake and his staff. You look at what they've done over the last 23 games, and it's pretty obvious that, you know, who is hotter on the West Coast? It's just pretty hard to find. Mm. So, I think he's going to be highly in demand, and I'm hoping that he stays at BYU. But I do think that there's a good chance that people are going to make some offers, like the old Godfather movie, try and make some offers that he can't refuse. So I'm interested to see how BYU counters.
Will, a two-part question. Should BYU be a New Year's Six Bowl team? And will BYU be a New Year's Bowl Six team?
Oh, those are two tough questions. So, number one, I do think that we should be a New Year's Six, that BYU should be a New Year's Six bowl game team. But let me explain. I don't like to. We saw that BYU still has a game to play on Saturday. That they cannot just. It's not a gimme game. The USC game is not a gimme game. The talent is there. The coaches are trying to hold on to positions, trying to do what they. To give their put their best foot forward for the new coach and the AD, so USC will come out ready to play. BYU has to jump on them quickly and let them know that they're just not messing around. I expect BYU to jump on them early. So if they take care of what they need to take care of, they've won a lot of games over a two-year season. They have a very strong team. Led by a good quarterback, arguably one of the best running backs in the country. It's an exciting team. The fan base is crazy. So yes, I do think they should be there. My question on if they will, I feel very confident that they will be this year.
Really?
If they take care of their business.
If they take care of their business the proper way.
Wow.
If they take care of their business the proper way. And it can't be. No, I don't know if it happens if you see a 13-10 game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's got to be as good as Kalani is as a human being and as genuine and heartfelt. And if they're up 30 in the fourth quarter, they need to be up 40. Like, you got to put your foot on the throat.
Yeah. So they're going to have to beat these guys up and just really let it make a statement that, hey, we are by far one of the best teams in the country, and we're going to put on a show if we're given the opportunity to. And I really do think there's a lot of buzz around BYU football right now. Like we said, all the wins. Kalani is just also – there's a high level of entertainment in watching BYU play football from not only their players but from their coaches, and particularly Kalani Sitake. Kalani Sitake is just – he has that personality that people want to be around, that people want to see. I'm really hoping that he does get that. Because he's done an unbelievable job with his team, along with A-Rod, and the whole entire staff. I mean, they've just done a great job with what they've had. They've fought through a lot of injuries. Still not the biggest team with a ton of depth like some of the teams around the country, and they still find a way to win ball games and to win with style. And it also doesn't hurt that SC is going to be drowned out this weekend by Cougar Nation.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, that's who's going to be showing up at the stadium. I would expect a pretty good sized crowd.
It's going to be pretty exciting, and I know a lot of people are traveling down as well. I mean, it's a great weekend for traveling and going down and taking in a good game at a historic stadium with two historic teams. I mean, I know USC is down. I wish they were a little bit better this year, but I do know what they have, and I'm excited with. The talent they have, particularly some of the local talent, particularly a quarterback at USC. So I think it's going to be quite fun to watch, but I expect BYU to do what they're capable of doing, which is winning the trench this weekend. I expect you, Hans, I think it's going to be nice. I do think that SC is a little weak in the D-line is fine. I think that their backers are average. And I expect us to get up to that second level, and I expect you to see Algier running for a lot of yards on Saturday.
Speaking of Algier, Will, you played that running position at the collegiate level, and you were around some great running backs and played with great running backs and with Luke Staley and Ronnie Jenkins, and Luke Staley being a Doak Walker Award winner. Scotty and I have been talking about this throughout the week. We're pretty shocked that Tyler Algier wasn't named as a finalist for the Doak Walker Award. How does something like that happen? Do we have a little bit of state of Utah tinted goggles on when we're evaluating Tyler Algier? Is there something that he's missing or lacking out of the backfield or in blocking that would keep him off that Doak Walker Award?
I think it's absolutely disrespectful and silly that he's not a finalist. I mean, everything he's done has been nothing but highly, highly productive. I don't even know his full numbers right now, but I know they are they're very impressive. He is the offensive MVP for BYU, period, and he's going to go down into history as one of the best, if not the best back to ever carry the ball at BYU. Mm. And I believe that. He plays with unbelievable – I mean, he attacks the line of scrimmage so well. He's got unbelievable feet, plays with tremendous pad level the way he runs the ball. He's got great burst. I mean, there's nothing that Tyler can't do, and he will be a successful NFL player. And he will not be back next year because he has to he's going to have to project as a, you know, an earlier draft pick. And I'm hoping that he comes out and goes and gets his money and has a great career in the NFL.
So I would not ask you to commit to where your son is leaning in terms of the recruiting. I would never do that to you, Will.
Me neither, Will.
Never try to put you on the spot there. but I am kind of curious to know, like, what's it like as a parent? And you've gone through the recruiting thing begin, but going from being a guy that was recruited, you know, a few years ago as yourself as a player to now watching your children go through it, what's that process like for you?
Well, it's pretty, you know, for me, I deal with a lot of kids who get recruited. But being my son, with the accolades that he has, it's pretty exciting and fun, right? I kind of try and leave him alone. I leave things to his uncle's, hands to send him text messages about, you know, stats and, you know, where he thinks would be the best school for him to attend. And I try and just guide him and keep him focused on what he needs to be focused on, which is getting bigger, stronger, and faster. And that's what he's out of all my kids, they all played college football, but there's never been one like Smith in the house who's just a workaholic. He's gone training right now. And, as far as the lean, I don't know, but I will tell you, BYU and Utah are at the top. So it's 1A and 1B. I don't know which one is 1A, and I don't know which one is 1B. And obviously I'm hoping that he stays home and stays a hometown hero, either at BYU or Utah. His mother wants that. I want that. His brother wants that. And he's also still interested in Utah State. But I think that if he put out a top five, they would be in it as well. So all the Utah schools have a very, very good chance of signing Smith Snowden next year. And I think he's going to plan on making his commitment this summer before he plays his season. So I think he wants to put out his track numbers. He's got some pretty big goals with track. Because Smith's a kid who could also run track in college. So I think he's going to really try and shoot for some big records this year on the track.
That's got to be fun, you know, just to watch him in other sports too. So Will, we've seen BYU kind of spike in recruiting a little bit this year. We're seeing them get names and guys and, you know, dudes with more stars and top of the Utah list, state of Utah list. What is going on with BYU recruiting? Are you feeling that they're having a spike? Are you seeing it with your business that they're having a spike?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's – so one of the things is BYU has always been a destination, right, for kids. I mean, once you hear the BYU story, whether an LDS kid or just an athlete, a non-LDS kid, if you're willing to listen to the BYU story, understand the history of the football program, understand the academics at BYU, it just has so much to offer. And now with the move to the Big 12, there's not really anything that would hold a kid back from really looking aggressively at BYU. So, you know, I get a chance nowadays, Hans, these kids all have access to each other. So I get a chance to read some of Smith's DMs from players all across the country, big time 4- and 5-star kids that are discussing BYU. And I think people are going to be shocked at what type of transfers BYU brings in and the caliber of athlete that they start recruiting and recruiting aggressively. Now, I also want BYU to make sure that they stay BYU. Right, you've got to still be BYU, and they've won a lot of games for a lot of years recruiting a certain type of player. that fits into what the school stands for and what they're trying to accomplish. So I think that Kalani leading that charge and his staff leading that charge, it's important that they stay true to who BYU is in the way that they recruit and the kids that they bring in. I really hope that they stay aggressive in the in-state recruits, because this state is just talented. It's just loaded with so much talent and at every single position. So I'm hoping that the top kids either stay at BYU or are at Utah State, because this state of Utah, as far as football is concerned, covers every aspect, every level besides D2 now. But every level is covered here, and the talent should fill these rosters. And that's what I'm excited about, is continuing to help players get to that level.
Will Snowden joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Will, so a couple of years ago when BYU announced that they had a home-and-home series with Liberty, Hans about threw his computer across the room because he thought, what are you doing scheduling a game against Liberty? Well, Liberty yesterday, and Hans, I don't know, we haven't talked about this. I don't know if you saw this. Hugh Freeze, their head coach, they signed him for a contract extension that will pay him $4 million a year at Liberty. Conference USA, Liberty, $4 million per. We talked about Kalani Sitake. We talked about that there's going to be some people out there looking for him. Hey, look, honestly, and between the two of you, $4 million is probably where Kalani needs to be if in Big 12 play, don't you think?
Well, yeah. So $4 million is that's a very good contract, and I can't say with a straight face that I believe Brigham Young is going to offer $4 million a year.
I know. I'm just saying, in the Big 12, that's kind of where you need to be thinking coaching-wise. I'm not saying BYU is going to do that, but that's kind of par for the course.
Yeah, it's very par for the course. It's getting crazy out there, and you're seeing people's commitments to their football programs and their coaches, and most importantly, to building a winning program that represents something more than just the football program. And that's one of the things that, I want BYU to realize, is the football program represents so much more than just football for BYU. And I'm hoping that these deals get done, because if they don't get done, I think it's crazy for us to believe that Kalani should just stay here when he could be generating more income for his family and their long-term financial stability. So for me, obviously, Kalani's a very good, close personal friend of mine, and my selfish ways wants him at BYU for life. And I hope that can be what is done. But also, I think we'd be crazy to say, oh, what's wrong with this guy taking another job if it's, $2-3 million more dollars a year and a longer year contract? I mean, it's just silly. And so all of us, all BYU fans, have to really prepare for, this is the business that this is the college football business, and the trajectory looks like the finances that are being paid to these coaches are only going to get higher. So I'm hoping that BYU can put together a plan for Kalani that makes sense long-term, but most importantly makes sense long-term for his staff, so he can be more aggressive with who he hires, and also so he can hold his coaches even more accountable. You'd be shocked at, really, if you broke down everyone's salary at BYU and compared it to salaries of other schools, coaches that are nearby, you say, wow, what a blessing that we get a chance to keep all of these guys putting in so many hours and so much of their blood, sweat, and tears into these players for, several hundred thousand dollars less than people doing the same exact thing.
Well, there you go. Will Snowden, well said. Appreciate your time as always. Appreciate you gracing us with your presence. We're all better people for it. And we hope that you have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Will.
You guys too. Hey, yeah, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Go Cougs this weekend. Go Utes this weekend. It's an exciting weekend for Utah football. Everyone should be excited about it. So appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You got it. Will Snowden right here on the Zone Sports Network.